And what do you think?
Is somebody missing you? It takes a man to be a dad. Call 1-800-790-DAD.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
A public service message from the National Fatherhood Initiative and the Ad Council.
News Talk 590, KTIE, The Dennis Prager Show.
This is the first time I've listened to your show, as I just turned 30. I'm almost 100% over my liberalism of my 20s.
You turned 30, you started thinking seriously, so you're moving toward talk radio, and you're moving away from the emotional liberalism of your youth.
Exactly.
Exactly. Alan, send this around the country, this call.
Dennis Prager, weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk 590, KTIE. News Talk 590, KTIE, the talk of the Inland Empire. Proud home of Fox News.
The following program is sponsored by Property Solutions.
Welcome to the James Keenly Show. The show committed to your personal growth, living a life you love and living it powerfully. From relationships to work issues to your kids and recovery, whatever it is, we want to talk about it. And now, here's your personal life coach, James Keenly.
Turn your mic on, James.
All right, everybody. Welcome to the James Keenly Show. How are you? Welcome. We're glad that you're joining us with my lovely co-host, Shelley Somerset. Hello, Shelley.
Hi, James. How are you doing, you handsome devil?
Well, I'm wonderful. Thank you for mentioning it. You Good. Look beautiful today.
Thanks, dude. Real no quick. Makeup.
Oh, naturally beauty.
It's just, yeah.
Naturally beautiful.
I'll pay you later.
Hey, real quick, let's tell the listeners where they can call in. We'd love to hear from you today.
Please give us a call if you want to talk about anything. James is open to it. 877-590-KTIE or go to www.jameskeenly.com.
We'd love to hear from you. Absolutely. So, Shelley, how was your weekend?
It was okay. I kind of got some bad news, James.
Really? What?
Well, I went to the doctor just for the general physical.
Yeah.
And, you know, the doctor never calls me back or anything like that. Normally, everything goes well. You're young. You're, you know. But yeah. The doctor called me back on Friday, dude.
Oh, no. That makes you worry. You never want to. That's the calling.
I'm thinking syphilis, chlamydia. But then I thought, oh, God, you have to have sex in order to do that.
Oh, right. Right. Oh, technicality. Yeah, good. Yeah. Okay.
So? I'm obese.
Oh, so really?
The doctor told me I was obese.
Really?
And that my cholesterol was really, really high and that my blood pressure was really high.
Shelly, you got to take care of that. I'm sorry. You know what, though? But I don't want you to worry about that because actually today we have a guest that's going to talk about getting in shape. He has a great program, and we're going to talk about it. It's wonderful. It talks about working on the inside out. But you know, also, I read something very interesting. Do you know that men are attracted to women with a 0.7 hip to waist ratio? So
what
let's say,
mean?
For example, your hips are let's say 40, okay?
Okay.
So a 0.7 is 28. So your waist would be 28. Hips 40. It's the curve. It's the hourglass. They did the study. They had the really skinny, straight women with no hips.
Right.
And they had the curvy women. And they had the Rubenesque women.
Right.
Men always found women with larger hips more attractive than women who are straight up and down with the boyish figure because it represents the ability to reproduce, to breed.
Are you kidding me?
So take a little heart in that. No, it's true. It's absolutely true.
All right.
So, but we want to deal with that.
I mean, that makes me feel better.
So what is the definition of obese? 30 pounds over? Not you, but just what is
no,
it?
No, no, no. She said I was 30. I had 33% body fat. So that's really bad. And she wants me down at like 28.
Okay.
Is where she wants me. So I think I'm like 40 pounds overweight.
You know, I know a lot of listeners out there can relate. I know a lot of people can struggle. You know, my ex-wife struggled with that. When we got married, she was 125 pounds.
Yeah.
When we got divorced, when she left, she was 190 pounds.
Oh.
Yeah, she was a compulsive overeater, and she struggled with it constantly. It's such a battle that people have to deal with. So hopefully our guest is going to give us some insights, and I also have some suggestions.
Isn't she heavier now still?
She is, actually, yeah. She actually married a guy who is much bigger, and she's now around 240 pounds.
Right. And
she's struggling. And her new husband just got the bypass, the
gastro bypass.
Gastro bypass.
That's what I want to get.
He's down to 180, and she's thinking about doing it now. So,
well, there are complications.
There are, and it's dangerous. So, you know, there's a lot of side effects, and you have to really research that carefully. But that's the situation.
Can I talk to that about Can I want to ask that guy about gastro bypass?
Yeah, let's ask him when we bring Dino.
Do you think we should?
On.
Okay,
absolutely.
Good.
That's
Dino.
A good idea. Yeah.
He's pretty hot, that Dino.
He's a good looking guy, isn't he? And he wrote a book, and we're going to talk about that. And you know, the other thing about eating, I got to tell you, I was at the pharmacy the other day, and I bought some Halloween candy.
Oh.
And I don't know what happens to me sometimes. I don't know if I get overstressed or what. I mean, I bought these two packs of 10 little candy bars, Twix and the other one Nestle's.
Right.
And by the time I was waiting for my prescription, by the time I went and picked them up, which was about a 10-minute walk around,
right.
I had eaten eight of each bag. That's 16 candy bars. And don't do what I do. Do what I say. Don't do what I do as I'm coaching you. I'm telling you. It's my weakness. So, Shelly, I'm relating to you. I mean, so
that's compulsive right there.
That's very compulsive. You know what? It's not as destructive as some of the other obsessions that I know about.
Well,
but
we're not putting the vodka bottle down our throat.
Exactly. And the pharmacist, now they call me Sugar Boy. Well, Sugar Boy.
So hey, Sugar Boy.
I need to talk to Dino about what we're going to do when I have to have my home rezoned for housing a blimp because I'm getting there, right? I'm gaining weight and it's, you know. We'll work on it.
It's just terrible, James, when the doctor actually says to you, Shelly, you are obese, and you have high cholesterol, and you have high blood pressure. And it just shut me right up.
You know what they say, and we're going to talk to Dino about this, but 85% of your workout program.